3 o'clock rock. We could get San Diego State versus Miami in the national championship game, which would be Sliwa versus Shinano.
No, wait a minute. Didn't Shinano go to a different school?
He went to FIU.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh.
But he's still, I think he's still a Canes fan.
Yeah, well, he's from there. He's from Miami.
He's from there.
Right.
It's like you being a UCLA fan, even though you never went there.
I mean, we don't need to say that.
Why?
It's true.
I was going to say.
Me being an SC
fan. What's
weird
is I took classes there.
It's like a semester.
Not even a semester.
It apparently is a prerequisite that our producer be a UCLA fan who never went there, because Dave Singer was that way, too.
Oh, yeah, Dave Singer was also,
my whole
yeah.
family went there, though. Like, that was a... It was but I grew up. I've been going to games since I was, like, 2 years old.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not questioning your
fandom.
UCLA credentials.
But I'm actually going to root for SDSU.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, Shinano didn't go to Miami. Good for Slee.
Yeah, good for Slee. He deserves it.
Slee gets one. He's going to the game.
He cares. Good for him.
Okay, so crazy idea. Ready? We have, you played music coming in, right? A musical break.
We had
sure,
a,
yeah.
When we come in, we're playing music when we come back from commercials. So here's the idea.
Hey, John, wake up. Pay attention.
Let's
my God.
Let's get a live band one day in studio to play us into segments. Live local band. Like, for example, Taylor's band.
Taylor will not want to be here after
to play
show.
Music live?
He has to do stuff after his show.
But it doesn't have to be him.
It doesn't have to be. But
sure. But no, Taylor would be great.
Local band to do it. For one day to try it out. What do you think, Bergman? Go ahead, shoot it down, which I know you're going to do.
No, I'm not going to shoot it down. I'm going to say, how about they just send us the tracks and we'll play it in?
That's not the same.
No, yeah. We don't need to have them in studio playing all with all this. There's no room.
How many musicians do you think in here?
Like
jealous?
The Philharmonic kind of thing?
Yeah, they aren't fitting in here.
Where are you going to put five guys on the wall back there?
What about the LA Phil? Can we get them?
Yeah, they can all go into the bullpen area.
Yeah. No, just a little three-person trio.
Where are you going to put these people?
Right there,
what are they going to play? Someone has to play
LeBron
drums, right?
James, Standee.
But where are you going to put the drums?
You don't need drums necessarily.
Oh, okay. We need drums.
Right. John's all about the drums.
He's
got the drums going.
Go bongos.
Oh, bongos.
Yeah. That is a good
drum
idea,
circle.
Though. So if you're a local band.
Just send it to us.
You can send us an MP3 of your music, and we can use it as a rejoin, and we will promote you. How about that?
They have to either agree to it, or it has to be ASCAP BMI. Yeah.
No, they don't.
No, I said either they have to agree to it.
Yeah, they might have to sign a waiver, but
we can't just play anything.
Really?
Yeah, because they'll come back and sue us.
Yep.
So they have to sign a waiver.
Unless it's ASCAP BMI. If it's ASCAP, then we can play it for whatever
right,
we want.
Okay.
But if not,
it's all so complicated now. I just say it's stupid.
Not now,
idea.
It's just how
I don't
it's always
even
been.
Want to do it anymore. It's stupid.
You've been radio for like 37,000 years.
Rules.
You should know these things by
just
now.
Just throw rules.
You were in radio for music.
Bit killer. You're a bit killer.
I was saying
no,
okay to it. Just send us the music.
All right. So if you have a local band, somebody's playing the bongos. If you have a local band and you want to hear your music on the show, sign a waiver with ASCAP BMI and send us a link. Is that what you want to say?
Yeah, send us a link.
Okay, send us a link. See, you really sold it up. So
What did John think of it?
Yeah, John, what did you think?
I like the second idea better. Send us music and we'll play it on
the whole ASCAP BMI thing is very confusing, though.
I don't even understand. We can
how
fit
that
a whole
works.
Bunch of people in this studio with instruments.
I'm not sure that even works. But if you are a band, a local band, send us music. All right, so Drewski tweets, and he's tweeting on the subject about sexless young men. Drewski tweets, I feel like I'm getting lectured by my parents this segment.
Well, because he's probably in the
Just
group.
Fair. Phil. Ernest tweets, I agree, this is a bad segment. I wonder if this was Bergman's idea.
And
Mason tweets, it was totally Bergman's idea.
Which
and
is
then
probably
I wrote,
not true.
I just responded with, everything is my fault / idea.
There you go. So, John, do you realize that there were 45 million views of the show MILF Manor?
No.
45
It's not that good.
Views.
As you know, I watch all those shows, yep. And that show I was off of after one episode.
45 million views.
It just got kind of weird when they realized their moms were in the other
side. It's so weird.
Side.
It's so creepy. Yeah. That show is so creepy. 45 million views.
Yeah, it's what the our country's going to hell in a handbasket, I tell you.
Now, Juan says that there's this incredibly...
Does he like it?
No, he does not, but he's watching Vanderpump Rules, which apparently has some gigantic scandal going on.
Do you want to hear about it?
Yeah, lay it out okay, for me. I'll do a flow chart.
All right. So there's two Toms on the show. There's a bar in Beverly Hills, actually it's in West Hollywood, called Tom Tom.
Tom Tom, right.
That's the two Toms on the show.
Is that a gay bar or a straight bar?
Well, those two guys are straight.
Okay, so it could go either way.
Yeah, but it's right around the corner from the Abbey.
Oh, right. Okay. So it's in that neighborhood. Got
it. So Tom Schwartz and Tom Sandoval are best friends. Tom Sandoval has been dating a girl named Ariana, these people are cast members on the show, for about 10 years.
Yep.
It turns out that unbeknownst to anyone, Tom has also been having an affair with Raquel, who is another cast member on the show.
Okay.
So it's all blowing up now. And Raquel's really good looking, but there's not a whole lot of there. Mm-hmm. So everyone is kind of Team Ariana, and that's the scandal.
Wow.
And so now they just taped a reunion, and they all showed up for it.
Oh, no. Was there a big fight?
I'm guessing that it's going to be must-watch TV.
Did someone get a weave pulled out of their hair?
Well, there's nobody on that show that would wear a weave because that would require some type of a minority
extensions?
On the cast.
What about extensions? What about extensions? Will they pull extensions
possible.
Out of their hair?
Yeah, possible.
Yeah. Is that an Andy Cohen production?
Oh, yeah.
And it's getting all this sort of buzz now.
Well, the origin of the show was that Lisa Vanderpump, who is on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, she's married to a guy named Ken.
Mm-hmm.
They have a bunch of restaurants in Beverly Hills.
Okay.
And these are all servers from the restaurant. The original restaurant where they all worked is called Sur, S-U-R.
Yes.
Sexy Urban Restaurant.
I've been there. I went to Sur because Juan's sister came to town, and that's the one place she wanted to see.
Lisa's family in Idaho is exactly the same way. We did in one night, we did Sur, Pump, and Tom Tom.
Whoa!
All in the same night.
Yeah.
And then I went to the Abbey and danced on tables.
Nice. Yeah. I'm sure they still remember you there.
Yeah, they didn't really pay much attention to me.
Shockingly. It's not surprising.
I just did it to make Lisa uncomfortable.
I did a lot of...
Just ended up making everyone uncomfortable.
I did a lot of damage at the Abbey over the years.
Way
back when. Yeah.
So that's the scandal that has... kind of run through people leaving and waving to us.
Leaving. Everybody's waving.
All right. So you and I went head to head and Papa Shot.
Yes, we did.
And I'm a little embarrassed to admit this is the first time you've ever beaten me in any athletic competition. Now, I suck at Papa Shot. I thought I could rise. I thought I could rise to the moment.
Me too.
But I lost 22-21.
22-21?
That was right. 22-21. Yep.
Yeah. Now, who else did well?
Do we have any other scores, any other results?
We were in sort of a
play-in situation like the Lakers are going to be. We were in like the outside of the bracket.
No, I think you move on to like every show is going head-to-head.
Yeah, now
show are not going to head-to-head. So Alan Sliwa and Cappy both had byes.
Okay.
Sedano played Travis. I don't know how that all worked out, but I believe Travis moved on.
So who do I play now?
So you're probably
Sedano and I were first-round losers.
So you're probably going to play either Cappy or Sliwa. I think you're playing Cappy.
When does this happen?
Probably this week.
What a fortunate moment we find ourselves in.
One of my favorite drops in a really long time.
By the way, did I get the quote right? I texted Bergman before the Laker game yesterday, and I was trying to figure out what the quote was.
What a fortunate time we find ourselves in.
What a fortunate moment.
You said something like, a fortunate time we find ourselves in.
But what a fortunate moment we find ourselves in.
He says moment. Yeah. Okay.
God, I love that. But huge surprise. Did you see LeBron coming back yesterday? Did you hear that was going to happen?
No, but here's what I thought. When they moved him from everything LeBron does is calculated.
Yeah.
He's super smart.
Remember all those reporters said maybe for the last three games? Well,
yeah, I was one of them.
He called him out.
So when they changed his injury designation from out to doubtful, I said to Michael, LeBron's going
to
play.
It is weird to go from out to doubtful.
And then when they went from doubtful to questionable, I said there's no way they change his injury designation twice and then don't play him. So I think he's now, unless he gets suffers a setback, he's here for the rest of the year.
Yeah, that's great.
That's my guess.
Now, yesterday, Lakers got blown out by Chicago. It was a completely non-competitive game throughout. I listened to you guys on the radio, and you were despondent.
Yep, that's a good word.
Despondent.
I was like, where is the team that has been number one since the trade deadline in defensive efficiency?
That's a good question. Jorge, where were they?
I don't know. I wasn't home either. I wasn't watching the game.
Wait, what were you doing? What were you doing on a Sunday afternoon?
I just like to put Jorge on the spot.
Yeah, because I'm working on other stuff here.
I know.
No, I was at my mom's house this weekend. She had a cook down for everybody. So
She cooked stuff?
She cooked. Her and my dad cooked. What'd she make? Some of the family. She got like baked potatoes, steak, you know, asparagus.
Oh, nice. Yeah, steak? Medium rare, medium well?
I get it medium.
Medium? I'm a big medium rare guy. There's no such thing as plus.
Oh, I got it. Yeah.
There's no plus.
But that's what I was
The
doing.
Plus thing pisses me off. It's like if it's medium rare plus, it's medium. If it's medium plus, it's medium well. That's what the plus means. You jump to the next designation.
Is medium well, is well done plus like a hockey puck?
Burnt.
Yeah.
Yes, that is burnt. All right, coming up next, I can't believe Bergman doesn't know who this guy is. Plus, okay, we'll do this thing. Tristan Thompson, what he said about LeBron and Kyrie.
Okay.
That is coming up. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You make of what the Owls were able to do tonight, Chuck?
Well, not just tonight. It's incredible what they've accomplished. Tonight was the final cream of the cake, I guess. Icing on the cake.
There was a carrot in there. There was all kind of food being mentioned.
He had this one called. He picked this one as soon as he came in. Give him this one.
He's been on a diet.
No.
Carrots and carrot cake.
Barkley is awesome. Did you see they may put him on CNN?
There was a story that broke about an hour ago that it's him and Gail King.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we shall see.
That's fantastic. Yeah, Charles was also on 60 Minutes last night.
Did you see when they asked Barkley about that? They said, hey, there's this rumor you might be going to CNN. What do you think? He goes, well, everybody knows that whole network's in the toilet. They're just calling me to save it.
Yep. So there was a new – we heard the Bryan Cranston baseball promo. Sebastian Maniscalco did one. And
who is that?
He's a stand-up comic who is unbelievably funny. Italian guy, talks a lot about his family. He's literally selling out arenas. Do you have a little bit of it, Jorge?
The check-in process at the airport, they don't want to look at you. Head down, right? No smile, nothing. I feel like I'm working. Right? I feel like I work at United. Hi, how you doing? Right? The only time they get happy is when the bag goes over the weight allowance. They love telling you you're going to owe extra on this bag. And you know it's heavy. When you're packing it at home, you tell your wife, we're never going to make it with the... It's okay, I'll pack it, huh?
Okay, there's a little bit of Sebastian Maniscalco. Not necessarily the funniest stuff that he has, but Jorge, you found it really quick. Nobody here knows who Sebastian Maniscalco is.
I do not.
No, I have no idea who that is.
Okay, well, he's a big deal. He's selling out arenas. My mom and not stepdad Leo have seen him twice. and he did a baseball promo just like Bryan Cranston did. Here that is.
Oh, come on, enough with the peanuts. Half the infield's allergic. And what is the shortstop doing in the outfield? See, this is the problem with the shift. Nobody's in their positions anymore. That's why I'm excited about Major League Baseball. They're putting limits on the shift. It's going to create more athleticism, more action. Game's going to be amazing this year. Kids, I love you to death, but come on now. Spread out. I need a little water, a little dry on the peanut.
So there's getting ready for baseball season on Thursday, getting rid of the shift. Getting rid of this shift.
I'm so happy the shift is gone.
It is going to be so great.
All right, so let me...
For Max Muncy.
Yes. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
You've done a limited amount of sideline work.
Yes. Yeah.
When you tried to get the Houston Cougar cheerleaders cover.
Just blew up my career that day.
I've done a limited amount of sideline work. I don't think I've ever heard this before, so I got to kind of explain the backstory here. Showtime had a bunch of fights over the weekend.
Yes.
And one of these fights was a guy named Jose Valenzuela against a guy named Chris Colbert. Mm-hmm. It was a super featherweight bout on Saturday night. Valenzuela clearly won the fight. He dropped Colbert in the first round, then he proceeded to dominate all the other rounds.
Yep.
But this is boxing.
Yep.
So all three judges picked Colbert. After the fight, the crowd was stunned. Jim Cray was working the fight for Showtime. And Valenzuela, the loser, he was interviewing, and Valenzuela says, "Well, Jim, who do you think won the fight?"
Okay, before you go on, there's Valenzuela, there's Colbert. Who's the guy that dominated the early rounds?
Valenzuela dominated the whole fight.
Dominated the whole fight. Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
And
Chris Colbert won the decision.
Correct.
Okay.
Unanimously. Yes. It was close, like 95-94 on each card. And so Valenzuela's getting interviewed afterwards. The crowd booed when they announced it big time. Valenzuela's getting interviewed by Gray, and Gray says, "What did you think of the decision?" He goes, "Jim, who do you think won the fight?" And Gray was taken aback by it. He goes, "I just asked the questions. I'll let the crowd decide." But I guess as the interview went on, Gray felt like, you know what? I should answer it. And then this ensued.
I understand your disappointment. You asked me a question. I do understand your disappointment.
They got to be fair and square, man. I went through a lot, man. I went 4 months hard. You know, it was tough, man. And to come out like this, man, this sucks.
To answer your question, it's a terrible decision.
Thank you. Thank you. I respect you.
All right. Back to you, Mark.
Wow.
You ever hear a reporter do that?
No, he actually agreed that it was a terrible decision.
No, never heard that once.
And Jim doesn't, you know, Jim's independently, his career's locked.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't need to work anymore. So he just said, "Screw it. I'm telling people what I think."
Wow.
I kind of liked it.
Yeah, I think it's great. I did not watch the fight.
Neither did
Maybe Michael Thompson did.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
Although
it may have been on a night we were working. I don't know.
And the fact that Jim Gray says he thinks it was a bad decision leads me to believe that it was definitely a bad decision. Go figure. A bad decision in boxing.
But good for Jim Gray. I mean, a lot of times, I mean, everybody had just saw what happened.
Yeah.
And the guy got robbed, and it happens in boxing all the time. And Jim kind of bit the hand that fed him there. He's working for Showtime.
Right.
And, you know, if he wants to work the next fight, he probably... shouldn't criticize the judges, but I thought it showed an incredible amount of guts to do it, and I'm glad he did. I thought that was great.
Me too. Let her rip.
So we were getting a couple submissions already for your music.
I see that. There's music coming in.
Yeah, one from King Salamander, who also says if you like the song, you can get a personalized autograph from John Cappelletti.
Do you know who that is?
I do not.
Yeah, that's Jim Cappelletti. John Cappelletti.
You don't know who that is?
Penn State.
Won the Heisman Trophy in, I want to say, 1973, right around then.
I didn't know that.
And then went on to play running back for the Rams.
Okay.
And he, this is a, if you're a guy and you've never seen the movie Something for Joey, it is impossible. Not Greg, it is impossible
it is so
not to cry
sad.
At the end of this movie.
It is so freaking sad.
His brother, Joey, younger brother, was diagnosed, I think it was with leukemia, when he was 13. And John is running for Penn State. And he's going to see his brother every weekend in the hospital. And his brother, he goes, "Joey, is there anything I can do for you?" He goes, "I want you to score 4 touchdowns." John goes, I can't control that. You know, I can't do it. And he goes, well, that's what I want. And John goes out and scores 4 touchdowns.
That's wild.
And comes back and gives all 4 of the balls to Joey. And then he wins the Heisman. And they're at the Heisman, the whole Capoletti family. And when he goes up to accept the Heisman, he says, I'm not keeping this. I'm giving it to my brother Joey, who is my inspiration. Mm. And Joey doesn't understand. He's too young. And his dad, he looks at his dad and he goes, I don't get it. And he goes, the trophy's yours. Go get it. He's giving it to you. And he didn't understand. He didn't know he was about to die, but he was. Mm. And then he dies. And you just lose it if you're watching. It's like, and then Capoletti went on. And Capoletti went on to have a successful career in the NFL, played running back for the Rams, was at on those good Rams teams.
Really good Rams teams.
Chuck Knox.
Yeah.
And, you know, where they ran.
Ground
like,
Chuck.
Yeah, with all those guys. So,
you want to hear another John Capoletti story?
Yeah.
We got a million.
One that's going to make me cry also?
No, no.
Okay, good.
Did you ever see this movie Silver Linings Playbook?
Yeah, good movie.
Good movie. So the mom in that, played by Jackie Weaver, is always talking about homemades and crabby snacks. Homemades and crabby snacks. It's shot in Philly. The expression doesn't really exist except for John Capoletti's mom, who still lives in the neighborhood.
Really?
That's where they got homemades and crabby snacks from Mrs. Capoletti, mother of John Capoletti.
Who directed Silver Linings Playbook?
David O. Russell.
Okay, so you know that's a love letter to his son. He has a son similar to mine. I have a son in the autism spectrum.
Right.
His son had all these weird quirks, and they never knew that he was going to... They.
It's all about mental health, Silver Linings Playbook.
How do you find your way? And the whole Jennifer Lawrence, Bradley Cooper thing is like telling his son, this is how you find your way. You just got to find somebody that's as quirky as you.
Right.
And in that movie, they're, by the way, Jennifer Lawrence and Bradley Cooper are just great.
So good.
Movie.
Yeah, so good.
And they're both.
And De Niro's great.
Yeah, and they're both. The greatest part of that movie is they enter a ballroom dance competition, Bradley mm-hmm. Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence, yeah. If you've never seen this movie. And they're big football fans, big Eagle fans in this house. And I think David Russell grew up an Eagles fan, and his son was a big Eagles fan.
Yep.
And so they're betting every week on the Eagles, and they're betting. And so when they say we're going to be in the dance contest, the family, De Niro, and everybody says, can we bet on that? Is that, like, can you bet on dance? And he goes, yeah, I guess so. So they bet that a good score is a 9.
Yeah.
You know, if you get a 10, that's perfect. A good score is a 9. They said, do you think you can get more than a 5? Which is like an F.
Yeah.
And so Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence go, I don't know. We're just starting out. We could try it. And they bet a bunch of money on whether they can get a 5. So they dance and they screw up a couple of times and the thing ends and the judges hold up their scores like on Dancing with the Stars.
Yep.
And it's like 4. First guy is like a 4. The second guy's like a 6.
Yep.
And the third one's a 5. And they go crazy. And everyone in the ballroom is embarrassed for them that they just got an F. But they only needed a 5.
Only needed a 5.
To win the bet. And they're running around celebrating. And nobody can figure it out. It's like a love letter to people that are different.
Yeah.
And it's great.
Do we have time for a David O. Russell story as we continue telling stories?
Yeah, go
sure.
ahead.
Sure.
So David O. Russell directed a movie called
Three
Kings. Oh, my
God. Is O'Shea in it or Cube?
No, that's... let's see. That's... Clooney.
Cube. And somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll look it up. But go ahead, tell a story.
Okay. So Clooney just could not stand David O. Russell.
Okay.
Dropped him like a bag of rocks.
Hit him.
Very, very famous story. Will never work with David O. Russell again. He is a crazy person. He also had this crazy argument with Lily Tomlin when they were flirting with disaster.
Okay, the Three Kings were... George Clooney, Mark Wahlberg, and Ice Cube.
There you go. That's it. That's it. It's a great movie, but Clooney dropped him like a bag of rocks. And David O. Russell, really crazy. All right, so tell me, how does the band connect to John Capoletti? Now that we've told all these stories, how does it work?
Well, it made that happen, that segment happen. But no, he said that I don't know if he's friends with him or what, but he said, if Mason likes the music and plays it, I can get him a personalized autograph from John Capoletti.
I would love a personalized autograph from John Capoletti.
And then someone else from the Moon Jays is sending me music also.
Awesome. So this is going to work, right?
Sure.
Yeah, we're going to bump back. So if you're a local band and you want to hear your music on the Mason and Ireland show, what do? They just tweet us an MP3 or a link?
Yeah, I can DM.
I'm getting YouTube links from people, too.
Yeah, but you can still take it from YouTube.
Yeah, take it from YouTube. All right, so we'll do that. All right, coming up next is that thing that Ireland has been burning on all
day
long.
Yeah, it's about
long.
Time.
I've been waiting for
Jeez.
This. The big 3:30 from Ireland coming up next. Mesa in Ireland, 710 ESPN. So Ted Leitner, who's the voice of the San Diego State Aztecs,
we
is going to be a guest on the show later
think.
On this week.
We will ask Cappy when he gets here. Cappy's in studio today, but he'll know.
And
he'll
we're going to do a TED Talk, and I just got another great, so Ted Lang from The Love Boat, which is very Cappy appropriate. Ted Knight, unfortunately, can't do it. Ted from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Ted Danson. Just got a good one. Ted Levine.
Ted Levine.
Now, should I know who that is?
Right.
Ted Levine.
It's a really good one, though, John.
If I'm not mistaken, played Buffalo Bill in Silence of the Lambs.
No kidding.
Which is a great, great performance. Let's see. Silence.
Would you make him talk like he was in Silence of the Lambs?
Put the lotion in the basket.
Rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
Put the lotion in the basket.
See, if you actually make him do that, then yes, he can come on.
Place the lotion in the basket.
Put the lotion
in the basket.
Place the lotion in the basket.
Place it. You really get into it.
That is really good.
Place the lotion in the basket. Ted Levine in for TED Talk.
Wow.
Okay. Bergman.
I'm marveling at your Buffalo Bill.
$100 if you get Ted Levine and Ted Leitner on the same show.
On the same show? I mean, Ted Leitner shouldn't be that difficult.
TED Talk Tuesday.
Although we might be interrupting his dinner.
Put the lotion in the basket.
Are we allowed to laugh at that, or are we all getting canceled?
No, that's exactly the voice that he did. Exactly the voice.
Somebody's mad at me because I said earlier on the show that nobody on Vanderpump Rules has any weaves.
Oh, is
and
that
apparently,
true?
I don't know, but apparently they're now upset because they say there's no way I would know that. But and I don't. But
I don't know who's got hair extensions either.
So apparently the world is all mad at us nothing.
Bill Russ, Ted Marchabrota, but I believe he is gone.
Yeah, I think Ted passed away.
Yes.
but good effort, Bill.
Yeah, no, I like it.
All right, so hey, I wanted to ask you about this story. Greg, you found this story, and I'd never heard this. Tyronn Lue lost 7 family members since December.
It was crazy.
Like December 3 months ago?
Wow.
He's lost 7 family members in 3 months?
That's what he said. You got the sound?
Yeah, I got it right
here. Okay. So, and he says he hasn't been going to the funerals because the Clippers have been struggling and he doesn't feel right about leaving his job. Here's Ty Lue.
I respect the game too much. And so my thing is like just giving the game back what the game has given you. And so respect for the game. Put your work in every single day. Don't cheat the game. Don't cheat the process. And things will work out. And the last thing is just being a good person. It don't hurt to be a good person. Mm-hmm. You know, no matter how many tough days you have, we all have bad days, but you can always be a good person. And so sometimes it could be to a fault. You know, since December, I lost 7 family members, you know, from Mexico. But we lost 6 games in a row. So I can't leave my team behind. Like, and I know I should be there for my family. And it's been a tough time because my family wanted me there. And we're going through some tough times right now, but people don't even know this, but like 7 family members since December, and I ain't go to one funeral because we lost 5 games in a row. And so like, well, I can take the easy way out and say, I'm gonna go home for a week or whatever, I'm gonna go. But I just felt like I couldn't do that. And sometimes you can get a game too much. Mm. You know, sometimes you can get a game too much where like family and stuff, like real life stuff matters, it's important. But I'll just build different. Like, if we had 1-5 in a row, hell yeah, I'd have went home for 3 of the funerals, 3 or 4 of them, you know? But when you're going through tough times, people want to see how you react and kind of look at, are you trying to take the easy way out? Or are you trying to, you know, do something different? And so, you know, it's just decisions you have to make. But my biggest thing for young kids is make sure you give the game back what it's given you.
I actually sympathize with him there.
Sure.
I think that if you get one of these high-profile jobs and you're coaching an NBA team and your team is in the tank, and you leave, even for something as personal and important as a funeral, that people are going to, like, look, at. We were just talking about all these people ripping us for whatever they want to rip us for. People would have ripped Ty Lue.
Yeah.
I think that's admirable that he stuck with his team when they were struggling. I'm sure he would have liked to have gone to those things, but most people don't care. They don't care about what happens to you. If you're a coach in the NBA or if you're a player in the NBA, Nobody cares what else you have going on in your life. They just expect you to perform all the time.
Yep.
And good for Ty Lue that he spoke up about it, because I think it's interesting.
It is interesting. It's really hard. It's that is a hard life being an NBA head coach. That is a hard life, traveling city to city, all consuming, 24/7, watching tape, watching film, watching all that stuff, coaching, communicating, being on the court. I mean, honestly, it's like a football coach. The same thing. It's all consuming. Baseball manager. All consuming. These jobs, yeah, these guys make a lot of money, but damn, that's an all consuming, change your life, alter your life forever kind of job.
Right. And when you get them, you are under a microscope, and it is, boy, so many things can go wrong. Somebody called Travis and Slee today and said, why
aren't they take calls?
Every show takes calls except ours.
Except ours.
We took a call from Jay Moore.
Yeah, we
you did.
Did. Yeah.
You're right.
We did.
Absolutely.
Greg happened to pick it up.
But the question was to Slee, and it was, why aren't you guys killing Darvin Ham? He doesn't do this, he doesn't do that, he doesn't do this, he doesn't do that. Well, Darvin Ham has been without AD and LeBron for like 50 games. Yeah. What do people expect? I mean, it is...
Plus, he did not have the pieces early in the season. Now you can see he's got the pieces that, you know, whether it's Vanderbilt or Hachimura or
why didn't Hachimura not play last year?
Yeah, LeBron got his minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, but you still could. Wow, really? That was all.
So I thought about this too. I thought the same thing. I'm like, wow, why didn't Hachimura play?
You could have taken Beasley out a little bit there.
Beasley made six threes.
Well, okay, yeah. Now four of those threes he made in the last 5 minutes of the game when they're down by 20.
But still, I mean,
you say six threes, but it's
I don't think Rui's making six threes, and I like Rui. I don't know where he's gonna find. By the way, I think Beasley is in the guard rotation, and Hachimura is in the forward rotation. So that's the issue, and so some of that stuff is positional.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought, okay, well, how could I find 10-15 minutes for Rui Hachimura? Well, I don't want to take Troy Brown out of the best game of the year.
Yep.
I don't want to take Vanderbilt out, because Vanderbilt defensively might be our best Swiss Army knife defensively. You're obviously not taking LeBron or AD out.
What about Lonnie Walker 4?
He played great on Friday night.
He did. He had a big night Friday.
So I think he was trying to play a hot hand there. But again, he's in the guard rotation and Rui's in the forward rotation. So you would have had to take it away from
Wenyen Gabriel.
But he's the only backup you have for AD with no Mo Bamba.
Right.
Rui can't really play center.
So you have Vanderbilt, Brown.
Find me 10 minutes
Gabriel,
for Rui. What would
Lonnie
you...
Walker.
Well, wait a minute, but he's a guard.
Oh, right. He's not in the rotation.
It's hard.
It is hard.
Yeah.
They could have played a little bit bigger. Again, they could have taken... I know Malik Beasley made six threes, but again, only four of those really... Two of those only counted.
Yeah, but now I'm playing Malik Beasley.
Right. He has been so off. It's like hit or miss with him. I would have rather have seen what Rui could have done there.
Yeah, I mean, he went for 18.
Again, he had four threes in the last 5 minutes of the game when they were down by 20.
Right, but that's still somebody making threes on a team that doesn't have anybody making threes. I think Rui will play. I think Rui will play in Chicago. Well, Greg, you say fake comeback time. They came from 27 down in Dallas, and nobody said, they said
right,
the game's over.
That was throughout the entire game. They were down by 20 with what, like 5 minutes left?
What they end up
at one point
by?
In the
10?
Lost by 10. They were at the beginning of the fourth quarter. They were down by 20, and they got it down to 13, and then it shot back up to 20. And
but you would take Malik Beasley played 28 minutes. You would cut.
I would cut some of those minutes. He's not a great defender.
That's true. He's not
and
a great
he has not
defender.
And he has not been shooting the ball well, except for in these moments when they don't matter, when you're down by 20 and with no time left.
It makes sense. It makes sense. Yesterday was just non-competitive. It was just not a competitive game.
Right.
Hachimura or not. And it was not.
It wouldn't have made a difference. I don't know how much Hachimura would have made a difference, but the fact is that it could have been something. He's a better mid-range shooter. He can hit a three here and there. I mean, you have a better shot from the three-point line with Beasley, obviously, but he wasn't hitting. He wasn't playing well until the end of that game.
Yeah, I mean, Friday night, AD was tremendous, spectacular. They win because of him. Yesterday, he was He took 8 shots in 36 minutes.
Yeah, not enough.
Not enough. Got to attack. Got to attack. All right, coming up next for you is Game of Games. It is Ireland's game today. And is anybody playing along? Is Cappy going to play along?
Boat. Excellent. He's in the other room.
Cappy's coming in here. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time, and it is John Ireland's game today. Cappy is here. Cappy, how you doing, man?
Yanaman.
And we had it right. Ted Leitner does do San Diego State Aztecs basketball, right?
Tell you guys what. Ted's got to be in his mid-70s.
Good for him.
And 76 years old.
Okay.
Nice. And oh, are you using that against having him on?
No. I just was saying his age.
No, he's against having him on because it would be a guest.
Yeah.
Right. For something in San Diego when we're in L.A.
That's South Cappy.
No, Cappy's something in San Diego that's in L.A.
He's a friend of ours. We should be able to have a friend of ours on the show.
Cap. I'd like to try and persuade Bergie when we're done.
Okay, good. Game of Games.
You're welcome to.
Let's get to the game. The Lakers played the Bulls yesterday at Crypto.com Arena.
Mm-hmm.
They play them again in Chicago on Wednesday.
Okay.
Back-to-back games against the Bulls. In honor of that, I have a quiz about the city of Chicago.
Okay.
These are all true or false.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Number one, the city's four major sports teams, the Bears, the Cubs, the White Sox, and the Blackhawks, have all won at least one championship in their respective sports. The most recent team to win one was the Blackhawks, winner of the 2015 Stanley Cup. Jorge, is that true or false?
False.
Greg?
False.
With much conviction, Mace.
I'm going to say that's true.
All right, Cap.
I'm also going to say true.
It is false. The Cubs won the World Series in 2016.
Oh, yeah. So I didn't know that.
Yeah. Jorge
fooled you both.
Bergman. Stupid. Okay. Mm-hmm. The Chicago River actually flows backwards and empties into the Mississippi River, not Lake Michigan. Greg, true or false? Flows backwards.
Flows backwards. Sounds stupid, but I'm going to say true.
Okay. Mace.
Too stupid to have been made up. I will say that's true.
Cappy.
Going false.
Jorge.
I'm going false.
It's true. It's 156 miles long.
That's weird.
They were worried about sewage in 1900, so they reverse engineered the river. So now it keeps the water supply in the city clean. So Bergman and Mason got that right.
Yep.
Cap's yet to scratch. Bergman's got the lead with two. In 1927, Chicago bootlegger Al Capone made almost $6 million selling illegal hooch. Mace, is that true or false?
27.
$6 million selling illegal hooch.
I'm going to say that is false.
All right, Cappy.
I'm going to also say false because I think it was legal hooch.
Jorge.
I'm going to say it's false.
Greg.
I'm going to go different and say it's true.
Bergman, you should have gone with the crowd.
Prohibition wasn't on. No.
It's false because he made $60 million selling illegal hooch.
Wow. I thought it was too much.
All right, so Bergman 2, Jorge 2, Mason 2, Cappy 1.
We should bring that term back. Hooch. I like that.
All right. Cap, this one's to you.
Okay.
Booze.
All right.
The song My Kind of Town, recorded by Frank Sinatra, is about Chicago. In the lyrics, he mentions the monsters of the Midway, the Bears, in the second verse. True or false?
False.
Jorge.
True.
Greg.
False.
Mace.
True.
It is false.
Ah!
The only team he mentions is the Cubs, and he calls them the Cubbies.
The Cubbies.
The Union Stockyard, Chicago is the Chicago
Cubbies. He tried to sing a song
Cubbies.
About every city.
Well, this
he's got
one,
New York. He's got L.A. as
well,
my lady.
Well, this one was specifically for Sam Giancana, who happened to live in Chicago,
really?
If you know what I mean.
I did not realize there was a connection between Frank Sinatra and organized crime.
So the score is close. Bergman 3, everybody else 2.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sarcasm.
Jorge, very back good. To you.
Okay.
Chicago is home to four of the country's top 10, or four of the country's 10 tallest buildings. They've got four of the 10. True or false?
False.
Bergman. Four of the 10.
Two. I'll say false.
All right, Mace.
I'll say false.
Cappy.
I can get back into it here by saying true because I'm the only one that would have said true. So you know what? Let's do it. True.
That a boy, Scott. Yeah. Oh. Again, it is 100% true, and you are now tied for the lead.
Yes, sir.
Sears Tower.
Willis Tower.
Okay.
Sears Tower and three others.
Right. Yeah. J.C. Penney Tower.
All right. This one to you, Greg.
Nordstrom Tower.
Nordstrom Tower.
Marshall's
Greg,
Tower.
Greg, where do we work?
At ESPN LA.
And who owns ESPN?
Disney.
Walt Disney was born in Chicago.
Do I get points for those?
Went to high school in Chicago and went to the Art Institute of Chicago. True or false?
God, I saw a movie about him.
Wait,
actually,
you went to Disney College and stuff.
Disney U.
Disney U.
I went to the rookie camp where they told us about hurricanes that don't happen in LA.
All right, Bergman, true or false? Walt Disney was born in Chicago, high school in Chicago, college in Chicago.
I don't
Design school in Chicago.
False.
Okay. Mace.
False.
Cappy.
True.
Jorge.
False.
Scott Kaplan's got the lead. It's 100% true.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yes, sir.
Kaplan, 4. Bergman, 3. Mason and Jorge, 2 each.
How many are left? This is worth 2, by the way.
Yeah. Ooh, is it?
Oh, yes, yeah, that's right.
Okay, 3 more and a tiebreaker if we need it.
Okay.
I'll make Cap go first for these.
Okay.
As long as he's got the lead. Cappy.
Yes, sir.
Diana Ross. Francis Ford Coppola. Tom Selleck. Alice Cooper. Casey Kasem and Lizzo. We're all born in Chicago. True or false?
False.
Jorge.
False.
Greg.
False.
Mace.
Come on, Mace.
Got to get into it.
You want to give me the names again?
No, I remember the names.
Okay.
So I'm going to say...
the lotion.
I'm going to say false.
You're all correct. All yes, those sir. People are born and raised in Detroit.
Oh, my. Yeah,
not Lizzo, Chicago.
Detroit, yes.
Okay. Cappy, or no. Yeah, you got to go again because you got the lead. A woman named Jennifer Fitzgerald once left her car at the O'Hare International Airport. For 2 years, she got 678 tickets and a fine of $105,000 that took her 2 years to pay off. True or false? She left her car at the airport parking for 2 years.
I'm going to say false.
Jorge.
True.
Bergman.
True.
Mace.
How many are left?
2 after this.
I'll say false.
You should have gone true. Oh,
hey.
All right, now this really tightens it up.
Wow.
Bergman, 5. Kaplan, 5. Jorge, 4. Mace, 3. Let me see, Mace, can you still catch? Holy yeah, there's 2 left. You're still alive.
Come on, Mace. Right. Let's go.
And I'll let you go. I'll let you go last.
Okay.
Okay. All right. In 1958, Soldier Field, where the Bears play, was home to a miniature ski resort, complete with 2 ski jumps and a toboggan slide that spread down over the seats in the stadium. Bergman, true or false?
True.
Next up is Cap.
False.
Jorge?
False.
Mace?
I can't catch him.
You can't.
False.
It's true. And hey! Bergman yes! has Bergie. The lead.
Bergie.
All right, I'm out.
Okay.
Yeah, Cappy.
Last one. And then we have a tiebreaker if we need it. Greg, you get this right, you win it.
And I take the lead for the month.
Yeah, you do.
Two, yeah.
All right. After, in the mid-90s, after the United Center opened, the old Chicago Stadium was demolished. The center of the Bulls floor from that stadium now resides in Michael Jordan's trophy room in his mansion in North Carolina.
Wow.
True or false?
Wow. I'm going to give you a shot, Cappy. I'm going to say true.
Cap?
False.
Jorge?
True.
Mace?
I'm out.
Oh, you're out?
Yeah. I'm
okay. Out. Congratulations, Bergman. It's true and you win it.
Yeah, baby.
True for you.
What did you mean you were going to give me a chance? What did that mean?
Well, he thought he was just guessing and he thought he was wrong.
Oh, really?
Right.
Thank you, Bergie.
But here's the tiebreaker. We'll just do it for fun. The Great Chicago Fire in 1871, claimed about 300 lives, destroyed more than 17,000 buildings covering over 3 square miles. Roughly, how many millions in damage were caused by that fire? Closest without going over. So, Greg, 300 lives, 17,000 buildings, but keep in mind it was 1871. How much damage did that fire do?
How much money?
Yeah.
In millions?
Yeah.
Yeah, in millions.
32.
All right, 32 million. Jorge?
55.
55. Cap?
5501.
50, no, you can't do it. Come on, we said
55 and change.
Oh, yep, 55 and change.
Just go okay. 56
and change,
and I'll say 10.
That's
10.
Cool.
And change gets it.
Get out.
200 million. Now, make an impassioned plea on our behalf to get Ted Leitner on the show.
So, Bergie, I heard this earlier. Yeah. So, you're down to the final four.
Yep.
And one of the teams that's in the final four is regionally relevant.
Yep, sure.
Okay. So, if I were to say to you that Stanford made it to the final four, and that Mason and Ireland had a long-time relationship with the Stanford voice, you would absolutely say no to that as well?
We're friends with him.
Beto wants me to have him on also.
Yeah.
Okay, here comes Beto.
No, Beto, you don't. Here
comes Beto.
So when can you not have your friends on the show?
I don't understand why it's interesting.
He's our friend.
Well, I mean, like, he's friends with a lot
of
people.
Funny. He's our friend.
Okay, you've told me people were funny many times, and I said, okay, let's see if it's funny.
Yeah, you told me
and then
Jordan
it was terrible,
wasn't funny.
Give us one example
you know,
of that.
Fantastic.
Sebastian, whatever this guy was.
Sebastian Maniscalco.
Sebastian Stan wasn't funny.
Yeah, no, Cappy knows Sebastian.
Wait, nobody here knows Sebastian?
No, nobody except me.
Wait, you're kidding me. Like, Bergie, you don't know who Sebastian?
I don't know who that is.
Comedian.
Yeah.
He's huge.
Right. Dude, just go look on Netflix at his most recent... His most recent special.
Like it. Yeah. He's a comedian.
Maybe he's funny. He sounds like Andrew Dice Clay.
No, he's not like Andrew Dice Clay.
I only know him because Joey Diaz would always shut him out. I started watching him. He's funny, though. He's funny.
No, he's not like Andrew Dice Clay.
But you don't need Leitner, man.
We love Leitner. He's a buddy of ours.
Yeah, 85-year-old guy.
I would like 76. To have a friend of ours on.
This is like the geriatric show.
No, this isn't. If our friend is our friend, why would we not want our friend on? Yeah, he's doing San Diego State.
That's all he's doing.
He's a great guy.
What are you getting against the old people?
Yeah, you're being ageist. You're being ageist, Beto.
Grish,
that's good radio.
Pay the super stager, Brionis, right there, during the ears.
There he is. There's Cappy. Here's Beto.
Beto, why are you wearing sunglasses indoors? You know that's a pet peeve of mine.
Because Cappy's here.
It's a D-bag move.
It's such a
D-bag move. Unless you're Jack Nicholson.
What about LeBron?
Wearing sunglasses inside, he's big enough to pull it off.
Oh, he pulls it off. We're
average humans cannot.
Beto's
really,
Cappy Beto's always wears sunglasses.
Oh, Beto, I'm
Beto's
actually
being a douche. Hang on.
And for the
Game of Games is powered by Call Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB.
Beto, I'm glad you're here.
No, the real reason I have glasses on, I went to the eye doctor. I got an eye issue.
Do you have your eyes like super?
Are they dilated?
Dilated.
Yeah. Oh, no, I see. Yeah, you got blood in one eye.
Oh, yeah. No.
All right, so Beto, you work a lot of fights.
Yes. I just came back from Mexico this morning.
Did you see the Showtime fight over the weekend?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so apparently Jose Valenzuela beat up Chris Colbert pretty good.
Rayo Valenzuela, yeah.
But they gave the decision to Colbert.
Yes.
Now, are you ever in the role of...
Jim Gray?
Yes.
That's what I do.
Okay. Listen to this and tell me if you're surprised that Gray, who is paid by Showtime, called out the judges. Here it is.
I understand. Disappointment. You asked me a question. I do understand your disappointment.
They got to be fair and square, man. I went through a lot, man. I went 4 months hard. You know, it was tough, man. And to come out like this, man, this sucks.
To answer your question, it's a terrible decision.
Thank you. I respect you.
All right. Back to you, Moro.
Now, Jim can do that because he's Jim Gray.
Right.
If you did that,
you would not be
replaced on
the next package.
Why would they fire you over that?
Because
it happened to me.
You're crapping.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, really? And what did you say that got you in trouble?
I kind of
something
gave
similar to that.
Something similar to that, where I gave an opinion.
Yeah.
And see, Jim Gray can do that because he's Jim Gray. And
right.
He's been around forever. He's Hall of Fame broadcast career. I come across as that snarky, know-it-all, smart-ass where...
No, go figure.
Well, it's not you.
It's Cap here 20 years. Like
you heard the story last week about the guy who had a talk show in Syracuse.
Yeah. Yes, oh my God.
And the owner of the station was friends with Boeheim, so he fired the guy.
Wait, not just friends. The Boeheim was an investor in the guy's company that owns the radio station.
What?
So Boeheim says to the guy, hey, I can't take the negativity. You got to fire him. The guy comes out. He's not bashful about it. He says, I fired him because he's too negative. Boeheim's an investor in my company. I was listening to what my investor
was. So that's
like
state-owned media.
I mean, Mace, if you want to take on that fight, go fight it.
It's state-owned media.
A lot of radio shows are like that.
It's like KLAC is owned by the Dodgers.
Yes.
A lot of it is. So they can't say anything negative about the Dodgers.
Well, I get in trouble with the Lakers if I get too negative.
I can say anything.
When
was the last time you were reprimanded?
Oh, yeah.
About a year ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Since then, you've been positive.
Well, I let Mason criticize him.
Who did you get reprimanded by?
Jeannie.
Oh, yeah. See, yeah. Now I'm allowed to say anything I want about the Lakers.
Mm-hmm. And Matt, how'd that work out for you with Jeannie?
We have a text relationship. We had her fiance on the show
today.
Did she
follow you?
Wait, Jay Moore was on today?
He's doing a comedy show on Thursday, but it's sold out.
Wait a second, where at?
Improv.
Ice House, Pasadena.
Ice House. Yeah. Wait a second, and Bergman allowed Jay Moore on the air?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, Jay Moore's funny.
Bergman knows what's good.
Ted Leitner's funny.
Yeah, Ted Leitner's very
Nobody
funny.
Nobody knows him in L.A., though.
I know, but you build a story.
He's our friend.
You don't have time to build a
You're
story.
You're allowed to have your friends
like
on the show.
Apart. Let's get
That's what Shadano does all the time. I'm friends with Tim McManus.
But
I'm
they don't
friends
come on.
With
Tim Bonkamps. Yes, they
Tim
do.
Tim Bonkamps.
Jovan Buha.
It's like those are guys all his friends. LA.
Yeah, but they're all his friends. They're his friends.
Here's Dave McManus.
Have some friends.
Yeah, Ted Leitner's one of our friends.
You should leave. Old friend.
I can't
San
see you.
Diego
I've got
friend.
Sunglasses on. I
Good,
can't see
we're
you anymore.
Smooth here, baby.
Yeah,
we're smooth.
Very smooth.
You guys
oh,
Ireland
got guy. Sunglasses on now.
Yeah,
too.
Everybody.
Coolest
yeah.
people in the room.
We all Only look like morons.
Yeah. No, we look cool. LeBron has made it cool. Like, hey, that jacket he was wearing Friday night, mm-hmm. I don't know what kind of motorcycle he showed up on.
Yeah.
But I want to ride that bike too.
That was fire.
That was amazing,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, fire.
Lit.
Yeah, lit.
Totally lit.
Is lit a thing now?
Lit is a big thing.
Lit is a thing. Fire is a thing.
Fire is a thing, but lit is big.
What's that?
Lit on Tuesdays. That's only my
Yeah, lit on Tuesdays.
Only lit on Tuesdays?
Yeah. What's the other word you told me? Dank.
Dank is, yeah.
Yeah, dank.
Right. Dude, right.
It sounds like a bad thing, but
no,
it's
great
apparently
thing.
A really good thing.
Yeah, it's totally great.
Do you ever use dank?
No, I've totally. Never even heard
oh,
it.
Oh, boy. Can you use that on a Lakers game?
No. Is it a four-letter really word dank? That'll get me in trouble?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think so.
You know, you know what he's going to use during a game?
Tell me.
What a fortunate moment we find ourselves in.
I'm going to work it in, Cap.
You have to.
That is such
you have
a great
to.
Line.
Are you really? That you have to work that
it's
in.
It's like my favorite drop in a really long time.
Dude, it's my favorite. That it's your favorite. Yes. I love it.
The Michelle Tafoya so bit you guys are going to have, huh?
Oh, yeah. Ireland. Ireland would put anything. Well, I mean, anything.
I don't know if I can say dank.
No, don't say dank.
Don't say dank.
Dank is not a four-letter word.
No, but it sounds like you're trying.
Well, it is, but it isn't.
No, I'm going to advise you to not do it.
No, you're good. It just sounds like you're an old guy trying to
sound cool. Which is Cappy's job.
It's actually spelled D-A-N-Q-U-E.
Okay, there you go.
Is it really? What's the origin?
It's French.
It is French.
Yes, it
it's
is.
It's not a French word.
Yes,
dank
it is.
Not a French word.
Is dank.
French no. Canadian.
Right. It's interesting that you had that immediate answer, but it's not French.
Not true?
Yeah, no.
Not true.
No, dank is not French.
Got it.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite things about it. I heard a promo about you and bickering with Sedano and how bickering is sort of the flavor of the show. And I'm like, yeah, that's exactly right.
Well, you know, in
I
that like same bickering. Promo, they rip us.
No, they don't rip us.
Yeah,
they say
do.
They're
oh, yeah,
the
do.
Best show
oh,
on
get
the
it.
Station.
Get it. Get
you're
the promo,
totally
Laura.
Ripped, Mace.
Yeah, he basically, Sinano comes
you're
on and says,
you said your name.
Says that we're, he basically accuses us of being old, like an old married couple that doesn't have sex anymore.
Well,
not that I ever had
Are you saying that's not true, Mace?
No.
It is. Well, the flavor of the no.
Play the promo.
Do you have the promo? Because I just heard the good parts. I only hear the good parts.
You heard your name. They
block out the negativity.
They called you guys old.
Yeah.
You know what I say? As long as you spell it right. I mean, go ahead and talk about
it.
I actually think they're fixated on
it. I actually think that you should, if you have a radio show, you should think you're the best show on the station. I have zero issue with it.
They're my second favorite show on the station.
After Travis?
No, ours is the favorite. Oh. And then you guys are tied with Travis.
Oh, we're tied.
We're tied.
Tied for second.
Gotcha.
You're tied for last.
Yeah. It's not so bad.
Yeah. No, it's not bad. Jorge, did you find the Laura, did you find the promo?
I'm looking for it right
okay.
now.
Bergman's yeah. looking for
it. It ran like 10 times during the Laker game.
Here's what I think. I only remember the good parts. I remember
nice.
The good parts. I heard the word iconic, and I was like, yeah.
Old.
Iconic.
Oh, iconic is old?
No, but
iconic is cool.
The way he says it is, he goes, we have the best show on the... This is Sedano talking. He goes, we have the best show on the station. Mason and Ireland, they might have the most iconic show, but they're done.
They're done.
Did he say we're done?
It's our time.
Done?
He insinuates it.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
He insinuates that we're done.
Guys.
Did your mom hear this, Mason?
That's interesting that you only heard iconic and thought it was a compliment.
Iconic is iconic is a good thing.
No, but I wonder if your mom's feelings were hurt by what George said.
Very well could have been.
George,
iconic. OG,
he hurt your mom's feelings
old,
a lot.
Old guy. Been here a long time.
Got it? Okay, hit it.
Sedano and Cap. The fun way to drive home every weekday afternoon on 710.
I think we have the best show on this station, okay?
You're very bashful when it comes to talking about that.
I have said that for a long time. You know, look, Mason and Ireland are absolutely the OGs of LA Sports Talk Radio. I'm not trying to deny that.
Iconic.
But I think there comes a time where you're no longer the best show.
Have they reached that time?
You could still be the most iconic show, but not the best show at the moment.
Okay, I see the distinction.
Travis and Slee are still, they're still young together.
Up and coming.
You and I have known each other for 20 years.
More.
Now, people didn't get the bickering at first, but now the people that get the bickering, they love the bickering.
I don't get it myself. I mean, I personally don't understand.
So I don't think that's that bad.
It's not.
It's not good.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You should believe, I think that promo's wrong. I think we have the best show on the station, but...
You should. It's your show. You should feel that
correct.
Way.
Correct. You guys should feel like you have the best show on the station. I think that's what you're trying to do with the show. You're trying to project, make the show the best you can be, so I have zero issue with
so,
it.
So, iconic, by the way, means venerated. Venerated
what does
means
venerated mean?
Respect or awe inspired by dignity... Wisdom,
we have
dedication,
no dignity.
And talent.
We have no wisdom.
Cappy's the one who called you iconic.
Give
first.
Me some veneration is what I'm looking for. Yeah. Veneration.
I wish I would have used that word.
Yeah, use that word.
I would have used veneration rather than
had
iconic.
Had I known what that word meant, I would have been complimented,
yes,
I think.
Yeah.
But,
I think
you know,
so.
There you go.
It's Mason in Ireland. Huh? These guys are venerated.
Yeah. I'm totally...
It sounds like we have a disease.
But yeah. I just, like, last week I listened to... Was it last? Yeah, I listened to. It's Monday. It was last week. I totally listened to an entire show.
Yeah, how's that?
I was driving. I listened to an entire show. I was with you the entire time. I thought it was fantastic. I heard that rant, and then I heard them playing stuff from Amanda saying they've tailed off,
right.
And then Shadano saying management is anti Shadano and Cap.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Which I don't believe
well,
at
wait
all.
Wait a minute. They won. You guys like cleaned up at the Mandy Awards. How can management be anti Shadano and Cap?
Because Amanda management went on the air and said they were flat. They were tailing
well, that's,
off.
But that's her job. She has to keep us motivated.
Yeah.
You
that's
know.
Phil Jackson over there.
You think they're tailing off?
Keep your players level headed.
Yeah, I think they're getting back now though. Over the last week.
Now they're getting
no,
back.
But they
now
have.
That Shadano's
they
on
have.
Right before Shadano pulled a Mason and took 8 days off. They were getting back.
They were getting back.
Yeah.
They were mailing it in, right?
They weren't mailing it in. There was just maybe a little
somebody was.
Too much bickering.
Too much
bickering.
Yeah,
oh, too much
limit.
Bickering.
There's a bicker limit.
Yeah, so what do you think? Like, we were at 100% too much. What level or what percentage?
50% bickering is good.
50 bickering is good.
50% is good.
Yeah, over 50, too much.
Yeah, you don't see mom and dad fight every day.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Hey, so how do you guys think this Lamar Jackson thing is going to end? Did you see he came out and asked for a trade today?
Yeah.
So how does it end? Does he just go back and play for the Ravens?
Yes, he does. He goes back and plays for the Ravens for whatever it is, $45 million, and plays for his contract.
No
plays
way,
for a big deal.
I Jeff Darlington says he won't do it.
Yeah, I think it's over.
He's not sitting out a year.
No, I don't think he's going to sit out a year.
He thinks they're going to force him to trade him.
Yeah. Because why would they? I mean, listen, I understand bitterness of an owner to a player, but if you're the Ravens and you've got that asset, why would you not trade it if he's not going to play for you?
Well, that goes with what you were saying about Ohtani earlier, right? You offer him a bunch of money. If he doesn't want to take it, trade him. You can't let him go for nothing.
Right.
Right.
So, yeah. So if you're
10 games over 500 at the trade deadline, you're leading the American League West.
But go
do
back
you trade
to
him?
Go back to Lamar Jackson. If if Lamar says, I'm not playing for you, what are they doing for a quarterback?
You'll find somebody.
What do you mean, find somebody? It's the hardest thing to find
in the world. You'll find somebody who's going to get the job done.
How about this?
They're not going to be like Lamar Jackson, but you'll find somebody who just come in. Look, Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, he just signed in Tampa.
Damn it.
1 year, $8 million.
Yeah, how about the Ravens make a trade with the Packers, and the Ravens take on Jordan Love, and the Packers go get Lamar Jackson, and then they go from Favre to Rodgers to Lamar.
Lamar doesn't strike me as a Green Bay kind of guy, but maybe Matt LaFleur could make it work.
Just coming up with concepts. That's all. Just
ideas. It seems like it's got to be somebody near the top of the draft.
Oh, how about
that's got a number one.
But he
pick.
Asked for a trade earlier, right?
He says he asked for it a month ago, and he went public with it today.
How about this? I'll throw an idea.
Didn't get out. That's good.
This is an idea. You ready?
Yep.
How about the Rams trade Matthew Stafford because Baltimore needs a starting quarterback?
Sure. Right.
You trade Matthew Stafford. And the Rams have now gone so far as to send their season ticket holders a letter explaining we got a lot of draft capital in the future.
11 draft picks this year.
Could you rebuild the Rams by having Lamar Jackson rather than Matthew Stafford?
Oh, sure you could.
So,
but I'm trying to.
And with McVay, can you imagine?
I don't think the Rams have got the enough draft capital to make a deal for Lamar Jackson.
You Herschel Walker this thing. You give them everything.
Wow. Oh,
they would.
They've got next year's one.
Well, and they would insist on Cooper Kupp.
They've got 11 picks this year. I don't. They insist on Super. I don't know if they
Cooper
insist
Kupp?
On Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp coming off a massive injury.
Yeah, I don't know that they insist on him. But I like the way they're
just ideas. Just ideas. I mean, ideas. I'm spitballing.
They're saying he's going to end
it.
Up somewhere.
Yeah,
I heard Washington is the most likely place for him to go.
Somebody texted me today that is in the know, but he said, and he wasn't saying this is imminent or that it's happening, but he said, keep an eye on the Colts.
Hmm. Well, they got the number one pick from Chicago. Uh-huh. No, Carolina did.
Yeah.
Carolina did. And
Bears traded back.
Right, but I think Indy may have picked two. You'll have to check me on that.
Yeah, we'll
this person just sent me one. He goes, regarding Colts. Lamar, keep an eye on the Colts.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think they're possible. Over there. I think that's a possibility.
Hmm.
Yeah.
In the mix.
Wait, isn't the Colts' new head coach the guy who was the Eagles' offensive coordinator? Does
yes,
that sound
is.
Right?
Yep. Shane
Steichen.
Steichen?
He was with the Chargers a few years ago.
Yeah. Steichen. Yeah.
Steichen.
He was a quarterback coach for the Chargers.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So maybe there's a match. I don't know. I think he's going to wind up staying where he is.
I think the relationship
is way too
damaged.
I think he's got no leverage at all.
But what
leverage does he have?
But what leverage do the Ravens have?
Yeah. Hey, we're gonna play with Tyler Huntley till you come back. You're gonna sit out a year. We also got your franchise tag next year.
Nobody's sitting out a year, right?
Leaving that nobody's exactly. No. Nobody's sitting out a year. That's why at the end of the day, I think the Ravens have got the leverage.
But I think there's a rule that he has to come back and play an X number of games or be available. So like he could sit out, I want to say like the first 10 games and still get a vested year. Listen, I wish I knew I was exactly 100% right. I've seen it one time before with one other player that said, no, I'm making my stand. I'm not going back in. And then he went to the 10th game. It was his first game
Who
of the season.
It?
Vincent Jackson, RIP.
Yeah.
And he like claimed he hurt his toe and said, I'm not playing. So he did what he was supposed to do. Come back, put on pads, be activated, and then went into the game and said, I'm hurting.
But
I don't
is Lamar Jackson really going to sit out a year?
No.
Because they got another franchise tag on him next year.
Right, but what good does it do for the Ravens to franchise a guy 2 years in a row and then not play him?
What good does it do Lamar Jackson to not play?
Oh, well, he's trying to make a point that he doesn't want to be there.
Right, but I mean, this is a little bit like, I'm trying to think, who these guys that demand trades and then they never happen. That happens all the time.
Yeah.
We've seen that happen.
This feels a little Eric Dickerson to me. Remember when Dickerson was on the Rams and
Before he went to the Colts?
Yeah, he just said, I'm not playing here ever again, and he was the best running back in football, and the Rams had it, under, and he just goes, I'm not playing for you, I hate you, blah, blah, blah. They trade him to the Colts.
Didn't Marcus Allen do that too?
Yeah, well, that was a personal problem with Al Davis, but same thing, yeah.
And went to Kansas City from the Raiders, yeah.
So, Cappy,
yo,
next Monday,
yeah,
Yamava.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Yeah, the glove. Gary Payton's coming out
Gary
to hang out
Payton,
with
Gary Payton, how about that?
How about that? Yeah, the glove.
Oh, the best trash
his,
talker out there.
His son came back after a long injury layoff last night for the Warriors. So he's back in the mix.
Yeah, the glove. I love when you say Gary Payton's name, it's the first thing everybody says, the glove, the glove. And you're like, yeah, that's right, glove
Oregon
is coming.
State.
Great trash talker.
Now what I need Miami to win over UConn. Because that's Shidano's team.
And San Diego State.
And I need San Diego State to win. Because if San Diego State played Miami, a team that I root for.
That's like the Shidano and Cap Super Bowl.
Sliwa versus Shidano would be legendary.
And then the winner gets Leitner or Dan Levitard over the next
day. You know, Sliwa was gone.
Yeah, I heard that earlier.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's gone.
You know, I didn't like what he was doing, though, because, like, anytime you go to a Final Four, the school then has the opportunity to put out packages.
Yeah.
So it's like chartered airfare, bus accommodations on the ground, hotel, meals, pregame parties, tickets to the games, etc. And it's actually not unreasonable. Like, it's too expensive for me because, like, I wouldn't pay for it. But Sliwa might.
Yeah. But I think, isn't he going on a press pass? I would think. Right?
I don't know. No. He's going to the Final Four games on tickets. But we happen to be in Houston. The Lakers happen to be in Houston. So he's going to do the pregame, pre and postgame show from the arena. Oh,
the national championship game tickets are cheap.
I would think
so. Final Four, not cheap.
Yeah.
A friend of mine went to the UCLA Gonzaga game in Vegas and got a good seat for $300.
Yeah, a friend of mine got ripped off. He had to buy the ticket twice.
Really?
No,
first ones weren't legit.
Oh, no, they were legit. The app messed them up.
Man.
A lot of people happened to that. Yeah. Dude. Mace, you look good. I like your hair.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
I like the sweater. Very Shannon Sharp.
Yeah, you're dressed up, huh?
Very Shannon Sharp.
I'm no longer dressing like a slob. Like a
really?
Yeah, I'm trying to dress.
I like that.
No longer like a hobo, a flood victim, an unmade bed. None of those things. I'm trying to dress like a maid.
Was it that said you dress like an unmade bed?
That's Jim Lampley.
Yeah.
Flood victim. Flood victim was Colin Cowherd.
Oh.
Yeah. Unmade bed, flood victim, and I added hobo.
Gotcha.
That's a good
one. I like it. It's very Shannon Sharp sweater.
Thank you. Yeah, this is my best Shannon Sharp.
Yeah.
All right, what do you guys got coming up today? A lot of stupidity?
No, not as much.
No?
No.
Light on the stupidity?
Low light stupidity.
Beto's a very serious person.
Oh, yes,
you know.
He is. Very serious.
Yeah, we're going to talk MLB trade deadline.
Right.
Yeah.
Angels breakdown.
Yep. Yeah. That's coming. That's coming.
No San Diego people on the radio station.
Breaking it all down. Breaking it all down.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We're back tomorrow. Actually, me and Andy, back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Yep. In the meantime, it is Shedano and Cap with Beto filling in. 710 ESPN.